You see, for those of you who have been a student, who have learned for a while, by now you would be in that transcendent state. You can go there. And in that state, all you need to do is exhaust you. This word is worth understanding, exhaust. So much energy you will have. Make your love your work. And work your love. Give some. Share. Celebrate deeply. Understand this. Only in the exhaustion of the transcendent there is the true fulfillment of I and I. You see, even to love is a burden, you know. I need to love. It's a burden. You have to take it shopping. Buy it flowers. Have you ever thought all over the world people are crazy about it? I mean, the scientists say it's chemical. Yeah, it has a chemical component to it. But you need to exhaust yourself. The knowledge of mastery is to give you the empowerment to exhaust your love totally. If you make a commitment, in this life I shall exhaust my love, you are in the discipline of I and I. Give, and give some more. Rest a bit, give. And give some more. And in this space, right success, right living, rightness happen. But I hope you can come to this insight, to this essential understanding that eventually you are looking for the I and I. You are looking for that ultimate rest of just being. It has to be earned. So this entire living process, the way I see it, is a process of going there. Now play it well. Now go into it totally. Don't get caught by the reflection. Don't get caught defending the reflection. Don't get caught by protecting the reflector. Go beyond. This entire essential understanding, once you understand it, the compass is right. You won't go wrong. Every step is right. This life would not be wasted. This life would be dedicated to the ultimate rest. That is why maybe when somebody dies, they say, rest in peace, hopefully. To find that ultimate rest. But go with your instinct. Your instinct wants to love. When you're free from the first three nonsense, you touch the transcendent, you touch the more, you want to love. But love does not mean just women or men. Love in every aspect. It's a sharing. That is the energy of creation. And you must exhaust it. You have to exhaust it. You have to be done with it. That is why I recommend celebration. Celebration is a beautiful training to exhaust your love. Because the nature of love, the nature of the more is to celebrate. The nature of the first three is to suffer. Once you know the way of celebration, once you know how to celebrate, once you know how to flow your energy, you live rightly. And you enter a life of magic. Remember, when I say magic, it doesn't mean you are the richest person in the world. Don't worry. You're the most beautiful person in the world. Don't set such rules for yourself. Everything has to be written to the owner before leaving. isn't it? Just while you are alive, you have the right to manage it. So don't bother so much. Don't set those stupid ideas. You live your life. Let your life live. And your life is that more, that love. And don't be confused about it. Be absolutely anchored in it. Not today, before we finish, maybe for 10 minutes, have a nice celebration, a rehearsal, a exercise. And then write your question. Remember this, you must understand. I have understood it. Please. The questions are important. Half of the time I feel like people are sitting testing whether I have understood it. Like, okay, go ahead. Ask your question that will reveal you to you. I may happily play a role. Okay? Let's have a nice celebrate.